is Bouncing Around on 882-6PR, the voice of Perth.
Well, we've found him, Danny Green. I know that the boys this morning were searching for Dan to have a yak to him to see how he feels the day after, or the, well, it's only half a day, after his fight last night, his last as a professional boxer against Anthony Mundine. And Danny has joined me here on Bouncing Around. G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I certainly can, mate. You sound like you're running around with a few kids.
We were before, just having something to eat, and just had to step outside, so it's a bit loud. There's a bit of traffic going past, so I hope you can hear me all right, mate.
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Now, I was around at a friend's house, Pete, around the corner, and he'd bought it on Foxtel legally, Greeny. That's the first thing. Unlike that bloke who posted it, had 100,000 followers watching him on social media. I thought that was incredible in itself. Just shows you how many people were tuned into your fight. And I was standing next to Vanessa, his wife, who was a nurse, when you got hit by a punch which was illegal. And she goes, "How can that happen? What's going on there?" And I said, "I'm not really sure." And I don't know what the rules of boxing are, Greeny, but I can't believe you stayed on your feet. Have you had a look back on it? Because I don't know if you've seen the tape, mate. I can't believe. As I said, I still can't believe you stayed on your feet.
I actually went down. Like I know. Down, I didn't know where I was, man. I was really badly concussed, and that's like you see the punch when you see it from behind my head, my whole neck. That's a brainstem injury, like right in the chin. That should have knocked me unconscious, mate. But I was just very, very. Man, I was in a zone. I got myself in a zone in battle. We're ready to take 10 rounds of, you know, punishment. And it was a very, very, very cheap shot. The referee was going to call the fight off and disqualify him. And I was like, nah, that cannot happen. This would be a nightmare. There'll be riots in the stadium. There'll be riots around the country. There'll be bodies in the street. It couldn't happen. I was like, man, I've got to pull this together and just somehow try and pull this out and keep going. So kept going. The referee also should have given me a 5 minute,5 minutes of time to recover. When you get a low blow, you get 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. When you get literally knocked unconscious, he didn't give me a second. It was disgraceful from the referee. He was a very poor referee, and it was disappointing. And it literally could have cost me the fight. And I just hung tough, said, no, I got to do this. I got to stay in the game and just try and see what happens. I would rather end on my back than have the fight, win the fight by disqualification. So it was only 52 seconds into the first round, and it was clearly, I watched the replay so many times, and he loaded that shot up. He tried, you see him dig it in, his chest muscles all ripple when he throws it. He tried very hard, and I don't know why he did it. I hit him in the first 30 seconds with a really nice shot, and I actually heard him. I watched his eyes, and I think he did it out of shock, because he thought, any chance I get on a cracky bloke, and he took that chance, and it was a very, 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 it was a disgraceful shot. But mate, I was able to hang tough and hang in there, and I just would have loved to have not received that shot, because I would have less of a headache. But it made the victory just so much more fulfilling, and we gave the crowd a pretty solid hit out.
Now, Greeny, I was with the same nurse, and she was observing your behaviour, and she reckons that it wasn't until halfway through the fight that you actually found your feet. How did you feel, like, on your feet? And when did you feel that you were sort of, like, somewhere near your best, which, you know, obviously, you know, that's a really bloody difficult situation to come back from?
Oh, man, I was severely concussed. And, it was funny. I won the first five rounds on the judges' scorecards. So, you know, I was just fighting purely on balls and instinct. And, like I said, man, I was just wrapped and so happy to be able to do that. And I knew going into the 10th round that I was winning the fight. It was a close fight and I was winning. And I needed to get the, you know, just to make it, completely make sure, just to get the last round. And I got the last round of the scorecard. So, you know, outboxing the last round. But, you know, it was a hard fight. And you know, being so concussed so early and not knowing it's coming, obviously, you know, not seeing it, didn't give me the chance to brace or even prepare or defend myself. But it's going to make it even more worthwhile, that victory, knowing that I did it under such, you know, such adversity. And it was just, it was such a great feeling, mate.
It wasn't long after that the referee caught one as well. And you had, I think you had a bit of a chuckle with him.
I'm glad.
Because he was basically, again, he had his arm across you, and I don't know whether the punch was again intended for you.
Of course it was.
Because you were, and I don't know whether this was a tactic going in, but you were tending to, and I don't know whether you were doing this deliberately or not, but you were always putting your arm over his head and holding his head down. Was that something that you'd planned to do, or did that just happen?
Chock always puts his head down. He was warned. The referee said it was before the fight. He said, if he puts his head down, I'm gonna warn him. If he keeps putting his head down, ducking his head and going low, where you can't hit him, he's like below your groin, and he always does it, you can't hit him. It's not fair. It's not right. You can't do that. The ref never warned him, so I just kept him down there, because if you try to come up and spring up with a punch, it's dangerous. So I just kept him there and kept him away. And then in the end, the ref took a point off me. He takes a point off him for literally knocking me unconscious without seeing it. With a blatant foul, and then gives me a point off for holding his head down when I told the referee that's what I'm going to do, and he agreed with it in the change rooms. But the ref was all over the shop.
Now, there was a number of your fans that I was with last night, and they were of the view that Anthony Mundine won the fight. What were you at any stage concerned? I mean, even after the fight, did you feel that you did enough? I mean, obviously the Indonesian scorecard was pretty strange in the margin that he gave, but the other two had it very, very close.
Look, mate, I was just absolutely confident that I was victorious. With 10 seconds ago, I raised my hands. I knew that I'd done enough to win, and not one judge gave him the victory. Not one judge gave him the point. One judge had it a draw, which means I retained my title. I'm still a champion. Two judges had it split, winning one by a margin that was not realistic. Other by the right margin. I think it was, what was it, one of the other scores?
96-94.
That was a fair scorecard. That was a scorecard that I think a lot of people have spoken of, said that was a fair score. I won the fight. I was very happy, mate. It'll go in the history books. Not one judge had him winning. And it was just a very satisfying night. And to do it under such adversity, mate, I'm just wrapped. And I think maybe people thought I was just going to crush him and walk through him. I walked into the ring at 83.3 kilograms. I weighed myself before I left the venue, and I was 83.3. He weighed in just under 80. So there was just, let's say, call it 3 kilograms difference by the time the fight took place, which all this talk, all the weight took. I told everyone that's a crock of shit, and they continue to go on, and I told them it was not true. It was completely irrelevant, and it wasn't. So, you know, I was very, very happy to pull out the victory. And it was close. Chock thought, well, maybe work. But, man, I was literally knocked unconscious in 50 seconds with a foul. Made it pretty hard.
Yeah, he certainly made it hard, as I said, mate.
I don't know many people who would have actually been able to continue.
Well, you wouldn't be allowed. But in a lot of other sports, Greeny, as you know, mate, in a lot of other sports, you wouldn't have been allowed to continue. If you had have been in that condition in AFL, and I'm watching the girls' game, which started now between the Western Bulldogs and Fremantle, if you had have been banged like that, mate, you're not allowed to go on. So that's why I was really surprised with what the rules were, given that he struck you in the manner that he did. It was a foul, and I wondered exactly why you weren't given more time to recover, and why maybe right there, when the foul shot was hit, that the fight wasn't over. But you've just explained that before.
And, you know, it was pretty radical, you know. It was pretty wild, but that's the way it went down, mate. And I'm just so pumped and so thrilled. And, you know, it's very difficult when you do get... Oh, man, I was just kind of floating. I couldn't feel my legs, you know, for a majority.
I could see.
Yeah, it was very, very tough. So to win under such duress is even more fulfilling. And, you know, I'm just wrapped, and like I said, I heard him early, and I think he had a shock and a bit of fear and panic. Kind of, he saw an opportunity to strike me, and he took it, and it was the wrong thing to do.
It's over. The fight's done. Turnout was really good, and you had obviously a lot of people around the country, in fact, around the world, who were tuned in for the fight. I had pubs last night where people were going to their local, like at the Greenwood, where Hawley had been such a great stalwart for many years before he was bought out, and there was others that were ringing me from other hotels saying that there was lines out the door, Greeny, and people were turned away because they just couldn't get in.
Well, mate, apparently the Greenwood's, you know, the Greenwood's is my pub. I haven't been there since John Hall sold the pub in 2008, so I've never set foot in the place. So, mate, it's great that people go and watch it there, but I'm tired of people asking me if it's my pub, because I've got nothing to do with John. I haven't been there for shit, nearly 10 years.
Now, SMS, I got an SMS from Dave here. He says, is it really over, Greeny?
Yes, Dave, it is, mate.
Done and dusted.
Oh, look, mate, I'm just going to enjoy a victory, mate. You don't get this natural high very often, mate. I've had, you know, a long career, and the best thing is, I don't want to talk about anything other than just enjoying a victory. And I think it was just so exciting and such a big event, Adelaide Oval, and the atmosphere was just electric there. It really was. It was a fantastic atmosphere.
Thanks very much for giving us your time, mate. I've got to go. I've got to get to a news break shortly, but I've got some ads to clear before that. Congratulations. Well done, and we'll see you down the track.
Thanks very much, Carl. Cheers, mate.
Danny Green here on Bouncing Around. And